Episode 11, The Power of a Photograph. I suggest you download the narrative for this podcast. It uses a rather extensive example from Book 4 of the Juno Letters, As Angels Weep, and it may help to follow along. A photograph can become a character of immense power in your stories. In As Angels Weep, the time is 1938 in Berlin. The period story, edited for length, opens like this. Rabbi Shalev loved that old camera. Children, did you know with this camera I can capture pixies? The little girls would giggle. The youngest among them and newcomers to the orphanage would stare back unbelieving. Really, Pasha? Pixies? Real pixies? Certainly, I will show you. Today he had a mission, to photograph what he called his three angels. Letta, you must help me today. Yes, Pasha, what must I do? It is little Mina. She has hidden from me every time I want to take her picture. What must I do? She is so shy, Pasha. If you want to photograph her, you will have to trick her. But Emma and I will help you. In the story, they play a game, pretending to be blindfolded, when only Mina is wearing one. They walk her forward to where the rabbi is waiting. Click! She saw Rabbi Shalev standing there holding his camera. You tricked me! And she ran after Letta, the two of them running in circles. Soon they were all laughing so hard, Emma and the rabbi among them, and they fell to the grass panting with exhaustion. I will never trust either of you again. Letta knew she was only teasing. Mina could not be closer to anyone than Letta and Emma. A few days later, Pasha presented them with a print of the photograph. I have never seen such a pretty smile. The shy little girl beamed with pride, seeing the joy on the faces of her friends playing the game with her. They were shocked when she began to rip the photograph. Mina, stop! What are you doing? Emma cried. But Mina was not deterred. She tore the photograph into three pieces, handing one to Letta, the other to Emma, and keeping the last for herself. No matter where we go, no matter what happens to us, as long as we each have their part of the picture, we will always be friends. We will always find each other. The portion of the photograph that accompanied each of the three angels on their escape from German oppression comes back full circle in the present day as the main character is looking to reunite the girls. Madame Picon looked to be in her early 80s. She walked with a grace that showed she was still in good health. She was not too tall, slender, and strong. I could make out a scar on the right side of her face, just behind her eye. She had a charming smile. Now tell me, what do you want to know from an old woman? I retrieved an envelope from my sport coat pocket and removed a small strip of photopaper. I laid the torn, yellowed picture of Letta on the side table next to her chair. Are you Emma? She spilled her cup of tea. Mon Dieu, where did you get this? She picked up the piece of the photograph gently, almost reverently, and held it up in the light from the front window. I could see a tear beginning to form in the corner of her eye. Letta gave it to me. She asked me to find you. She looked up and could barely speak. Tears began to stream down her face. She is still alive? Yes, quite so. Where? How? She could barely choke out the words. Photographs, letters, and journals were the period equivalent of social media. They chronicled the daily lives, fears, tragedies, and triumphs of common people caught up in uncommon times. Seek them out. Turn them to your advantage. Use them to cast your plot, then to bring the plot to conclusion. You'll be surprised what you learn. I'm L.W. Hewitt, and I've gone off-grid.